Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana's U.S. senators are getting behind a new bill they say will help Montana's most rural counties round out their budgets. Mineral County Commissioner Dwayne Simons says communities like his are reeling after Congress failed to renew the Secure Rural Schools Act last fall.
I mean, we'll just have to cut back on services and start looking at other cuts that we can do anywhere that we can, because that's a tremendous shock to us. It's unbelievable.
The act helps support counties that used to rely on revenue from federal timber sales. Because states are now only getting a fraction of total receipts from those sales, Montana's share plummeted this year. Jeff Burrows is a county commissioner in Ravalli County.
You know, it puts us in a real tough spot. Hopefully we'll get enough lobbying back in D.C. and they'll see the impacts to counties and they will move forward with funding it.
That was almost 2 weeks ago. Now Montana senators are supporting a new bill to revive Secure Rural Schools, or SRS, funding. Democrat John Tester is co-author of the bill. It would fund SRS for 3 years at 2011 levels. That's about $23 million for Montana. The bill also permanently funds the Payment in Lieu of Taxes program. Those payments are made to 55 Montana counties with federal lands that aren't taxable by local governments. They're fully funded this fiscal year, but future funding isn't guaranteed. Senator John Tester.
All but one county gets payment in lieu of taxes dollars, so it's very, very important. And it makes it permanent, so it makes it predictable so that counties can budget off of those numbers.
Montana's counties have received about $27 million annually in those payments. The bill to restore funding is co-sponsored by five other Senate Democrats and two Idaho Republicans. Montana Senator Steve Daines said this week he supports the bill. At a timber management meeting he called in Columbia Falls Tuesday, the Republican said reauthorizing Secure Rural Schools should only be a stopgap measure to cover 4 years of lousy forest management policy.
The way to remove that uncertainty is to bring back the timber industry in Montana and bring back the jobs and the tax revenues that will support our schools and our infrastructure and our communities.
Matthew Kaler says it's not that simple. Kaler runs the Wild West Institute, a Missoula-based environmental group. He says the timber market still hasn't rebounded from the 2008 recession. And he says timber companies were given the right to log 46 million acres of national forest lands nationwide in the latest farm bill, including 5 million acres here in Montana.
The thing that the Forest Service doesn't have, they were authorized to do the work. They weren't appropriated any funding from Congress to do the work.
Kaler says politicians don't need to start planning additional logging projects on top of this farm bill provision.
Right now, the Forest Service has a $10 billion maintenance backlog on its road system. It has a third of a $1 billion maintenance for the existing trail system. So when we want to talk jobs in rural communities, instead of further undermining our nation's environmental laws, gutting endangered species protections, why doesn't Congress just fund the agency to do its job?
Montana's senators say it's not just lack of funding holding up timber sales under the Farm Bill. They say mounting wildfire fighting costs and lawsuits from environmental groups are also to blame. Senator John Tester.
There would be funding for it. Unfortunately, every logging sale in Montana right now is under litigation. Every one of them. That costs money to fight that litigation. It takes money away from things like forest management. So on one hand, he's right. On the other hand, is part of the problem.
The bill to restore Secure Rural Schools funding and stabilize federal payments in lieu of taxes funding was just introduced this week. Senator Steve Daines this week is holding meetings in Montana aimed at getting a forest management reform package on President Obama's desk this year that would allow for significantly more logging. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.